Can you all hear me? All right, I think you can. All right, what is up, everybody? This is Danny Nesvedarani, your host for Analog Archives, only on CJSF. And when I say only on CJSF, the show really can only be on CJSF because tonight and every Thursday night from 6 to 7, I am going to be playing the analog archives of this radio station for all of you. And this week we've got another sort of loose mixed bag of music ready to play for all of you. I'm going to be starting off with this album. It's a vinyl record in my hands at the moment. It is from a group from the UK called Dallas Carr. And this album is called The Waking Hour, and I believe it's the only full-length album that this group ever released. And I'll talk a bit more about it throughout the hour, but I thought I would play it, start off with some music right into the hour. Once again, Dallas Carr, with the title track, Dallas Carr. Hope you enjoy. I say hope you enjoy, but I also have to, you know, start it or something. Once again, Dallas Carr with Dallas Carr.
Tall bunk buildings telling tales. Is this spring or fall? Time is waiting on the floor. A gold rabbit from home. My friend is clawing at the dial. It tells us half past two. Opened up. I leave my friend no fear. The jacket man with piercing suit is looking for a tear. He jerks his words in monotone hum and draws a picture clear of Dolly's car, his silent cell. And I pierces like a spear. Tell me, man, like or not, my time is short and soon. I'll take your clock for Dolly's car. Take you spinning. Thank you.
And we are back with Analog Archives only on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. That was Dallas Carr with Dallas Carr. Now, the one thing I love about this show is that, you know, Dallas Carr is a group that I had never heard of until about a few hours ago, actually. And so, you know, obviously I had to look into them, and what I could find was that Dallas Carr was a duo of Peter Murphy and Mick Karn. This was after Peter Murphy had been a part of another band called Bauhaus in the UK as well. And after taking a hiatus from his music career, he wanted to record again, and apparently he had said at some point, quote, "As a solo artist, I had to learn to make records without this machine I'd been a part of. I had no skill, no idea what I should do. I was suddenly a solo person writing from where, from what perspective? So I was looking to find what I had to offer." So Murphy this time was looking for a collaborator, and around the same time, Mick Karn, who was part of the art pop band Japan, was also struggling with his solo career. So they ended up meeting because of an interview that Murphy did with a Japanese journalist for the magazine Music Life, in which he spoke very admirably about Mick Karn's work. So then they ended up starting a group together. Unfortunately, that group was very short-lived. Other than an EP that they put out in 2011, there were issues and conflicts, and apparently in the whole recording sort of process of this album, they weren't even together for a lot of it, and they were sort of passing tapes to one another. Yeah, maybe you can hear some of that in this recording, but I am unsure. Anyways, I thought I would give you a little info on this group before playing the very next song, which is His Box. Let's see what this one sounds like. Yeah.
He looks for the door, blinded by the fool inside. Everything is happening in his box. Giggling out of sight. There's no such thing as shame. With the light blow, the box has gone. He's with himself again.
Thank you so much. That was Dallas Carr with his box. Dallas Carr with his box. And then next track you're hearing right now, this one is Cornwall Stone. Stay tuned. This is Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. All right, and we are back with CJSF 90.1 FM's Analog Archives. This is Danny Nesvedarani, your host for the hour, playing you all the hottest records and tapes from the CJSF archives. That's a lie. They're not that hot. But when I say that, I mean temperature-wise. I think these are actually pretty hot, in my opinion. Anyways, that once again was Dallas Carr. And from what I could find, this was a group that had a lot of disagreements on how the music should sound and how it should turn out. And it wasn't until 2010 that they actually announced that they were going to do a reunion project. And that project did end up coming out. It was an EP, but unfortunately, at that point, one of their members, Mick Karn, was diagnosed with cancer, and he died shortly around that time. But it is very interesting, you know, considering that this album came out in the 80s, and over 2 decades later, they decided to start making music again, and they did. And hopefully I can play that on another episode. I gotta check if we have that, but honestly, we probably do. And I think that's just a really, really cool thing that I can sort of just, every episode, every week, every hour, feels like I'm learning something new. And hopefully you all are too. So that being said, I'm gonna shift to another album within the CJSF collection. This one is from a group by the name of Celestial Magenta. It's off of an album called Let's Rumble, and it's from 1995. The one thing I love about the tapes here at CJSF is they always have some like fun little notes and things on them. I feel like people, especially, you know, in sort of like DIY scenes, like always put so much love and care into these tapes. One thing I love reading out too is the special thanks section. So we've got special thanks to Dean Scott, Kate Waddy, Art Perry, Dave Chong, Brian Phillips, Fife, Caroline, Scott, Angela, Sarah, Clay, Rob, Jeff, Herder, and anyone else we forgot because we are stupid and ungrateful. Wow. Anyways, I actually don't really know anything about what I'm about to play, which is exciting. This is Celestial Magenta with Let's Rumble, a band from 1995, from Vancouver as well. So let's see what we find. This is Celestial Magenta with The Librarian. Stop. All right. Once again, that was Celestial Magenta with The Librarian, I believe. Again, a group that I was not able to find a lot on, but when you go into the liner notes of this tape, you can see that for vocals and guitars, we've got Monica Cromie. On bass, we've got Carla George. And on drums, we've got Linda Stevens. All songs by Celestial Magenta and all words by Monica Cromie. This was recorded and mixed in Vancouver at Skeletone Studios by Dion Scott. If anyone knows anything about that, please let me know. In fact, if you know anything about anything that I'm talking about or you just want to talk, you can text 778-782-2573. That is right, 778-782-2573, and I will see the text pop up, believe it or not. Anyways, I'm going to be playing a bit more of Celestial Magenta. This next track is titled Small. This is the Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Once again, you are listening to the Analog Archives, only on CJSF. That was the track Small by Celestial Magenta, a rock group from the 90s based in Vancouver. And it looks like they did have a bit of a presence, but when I, you know, looked into this tape specifically, Let's Rumble, I really cannot find a single thing, so I really would like to know. Are we the only ones with this tape? Probably not, but it's cool to think so. Anyways, I'm going to be playing another track from this album. This one's titled Bridges. Once again, this is Danny Nesvedarani, your host for the Analog Archives, CJSF's in-house archive show. This is Bridges once again with Celestial Magenta. All right. That was Celestial Magenta, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. You were listening to Analog Archives. We just listened to some of this, I believe, 1990. No, wait. Ooh. I got my ears off. 1995 is when this album came out. It's called Let's Rumble. And I don't know, I was into it personally. I thought it had a lot of cool energy and it was just really chaotic. And I hope you all enjoyed it too. If you never heard of Celestial Magenta, now you have. I wish I could recommend you a place to go find them, but I really can't. Maybe one day I will be able to, though. Anyways, we've got another band coming your way. But before that, I thought I'd play another track off of the Dallas Carr record, The Waking Hour. This track is called Create and Melt. Let's see what this one's about.
you only hurt yourself. The myths of your life create and melt in front of you, beneath closed lids. The path to freedom, nirvana, here is it. Just with infected hands, the secret shoal will come to hand. Plant your tree of hidden. That grass seems consumer growth will break your bones. Become a tree, become a tree, secure alone.
All right, we are back with the Analog Archives, only on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. And I want to thank you all so much for tuning in this hour. You've been listening to some tunes from UK duo Dallas Carr, as well as a Vancouver band that I cannot find really anything about, by the name of Celestial Magenta. Coming up, though, we have a few tracks from another Canadian rock group that I was able to find very little of. But this tape that I did find, it looks almost hand-drawn, the label on it. It is by a group by the name of Rhythmic Flux. This came out in 1988, and that is about the extent of what I know. I know it is probably from Toronto due to the address that is attached to this, but other than that, I'm here to discover as much as you are. So coming up next, we've got Rhythmic Flux with Liquidate. Let's see what's up.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to keep it rolling. I honestly cannot tell if this is the next track, but if it is, this is Spice of Life by Rhythmic Flux, only on CJSM 90.1 FM. This is the Analog Archives. Thank you so much for tuning in this hour. We have about 15 minutes left. Let's make it count.
Mondays at 10 p.m. on 90.1 FM CJSF Brazil.
This is Bird Note. Every hobby community has its lingo, and folks who love birds are no exception. Even the word bird has multiple meanings, says Rosemary Mosco, the author and illustrator behind a new book called The Birding Dictionary.
Bird, noun, a type of animal that is, by all scientific and objective measures, the best one. Verb, the worthy act of beholding a bird and giving it the time and attention it deserves.
Rosemary's tongue-in-cheek guide defines many of the terms that you might hear on a bird outing, like calling a particularly cute bird a burb, or shortening binoculars to just bins or knocks. And for anyone with doubts about who gets to use these words, she also included this entry.
Birder, noun, a person who engages in the hobby of spotting, listening to, and or otherwise perceiving birds. If you love observing birds, you're a birder. If you're new to the hobby, you're a birder. If you love birds but have never heard any of the slang or scientific jargon in this book before, you're a birder. If you're the type of person who judges other birders for not knowing enough about birds, you're still a birder, but you're also an ant. If you're a peregrine falcon and love observing birds, you're just hungry. I feel like there is no hobby where people are more nervous about calling themselves a part of it. I try to reassure people, like, you are a birder and you belong in the community.
To all the birders out there, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
That was a bird note for all of you tuning in right now. We are back with Analog Archives, but thank you to Bird Note for that one. We don't gatekeep birding here. We don't gatekeep birding. That's right. I'm speaking on behalf of the station when I say that. And I just want to talk about the track that we heard before a couple of the PSAs that played, because I really did not know what to expect. And I had heard some of it, but at one point it felt like the sort of circus like creeped in there, and that caught me off guard. There was some flute that caught me off guard. I feel like there were bongos at one point. It was very dynamic, and the vocalist was very like Talking Heads-esque, I will say, but I really want to hear more. And I think I was a little premature when I said, oh, this next track is Spice of Life. I think that might have just been it going into like a weird outro transition. But I think if I start playing it now, we should be good. So yeah, let's see what happens. Once again, you are listening to Analog Archives, and this pick from the archives is Rhythmic Flux. This next track should be Spice of Life. So I hope you enjoy the track. And I hope you've been enjoying your time. We have about 10 minutes left to go. But it's going to be a great 10 minutes, I guarantee it. Stay tuned. This is, once again, Analog Archives. All right, once again, that was Rhythmic Flux with Spice of Life, only on the Analog Archives, which is only on CJSF 90.1 FM. This has been Danny Nesvedarani, and when I talk about this song, hear me out here, okay? I don't mean this in any sort of unfavorable way, but the style of that song and the vocalist and just the instrumentation in general sort of reminded me of Mr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem, which is the Muppet rock band. And again, I love the Muppets. I love Electric Mayhem. They're so fun in all those Muppet movies, but that is sort of the vibe I was getting, and I appreciate that. You know, I want to know if there's a band on record just throughout human history that has just outright been like, yeah, my biggest inspiration, the Electric Mayhem, Mr. Teeth, my idol. I want that. Anyways, that was once again Rhythmic Flux with Spice of Life. Two pretty long tracks. First one was Liquidate. And yeah, there was just so much going on. And again, this is a group that I was not able to find any other information on. I think some of the members live across Canada from what I was able to find, but that was sort of the extent of it. Maybe one day one of them will want to talk to me about it. That is another exciting aspect of the show, is, you know, finding these sort of obscure tapes that almost seem lost in time and trying to find the people that made them and see, are they still making music? Where are they now? What's going on? I'm often wondering that. What's going on? Anyways, thank you all so, so, so very much for tuning in this week for the Analog Archives. Coming up next and very, very soon is none other than Wham Bam East Band. So make sure you stay tuned for that, because it's going to be a great show. Thank you all so much. And until next week, you already know, peace. Okay, for real this time though. Bye bye.
You're listening to CJ.